One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Right then, let's talk a bit transfer news then. Like I say, Fabrizio Romano was a guest on the Born and Red podcast. For those who don't know, Neil's been on that show, I've been on that show. It's our good friend Saj and the guys over there. They do a really good job. They brought Fabrizio Romano and they spoke about Levi Colwell. And Fabrizio Romano said the following. The interest is 100% confirmed and genuine. It's a very strong interest. People at Liverpool love Levi Colwell and they believe that he's a fantastic player. Goes on to say, of course, Chelsea are determined to keep him. We first mentioned his name, Neil, ages ago. You brought him back in March, where you first suggested in one of your then goal pieces that he was someone that is of interest to Liverpool. Again, I don't know if it's the absence of news and trying to fill space, but his name seems to have been creeping up in more and more circles over the last week or so. He's obviously just had a fine tournament as England under-21s went and won that competition, thanks to a wonder goal from Curtis Jones via his backside, I think. But it does, again, Liverpool, we think, if they're going to buy a centre-half, a young centre-half who can play on the left, would be something that they'd go for. The homegrown thing obviously helps as well. What's your understanding of the whole Colwell situation?
Yeah, I mean, thanks for bringing up that I mentioned that in March. I Googled that on the way in, actually, funny enough, because I knew that a long time ago. I was just seeing I definitely did write it. And first of March, I wrote, it was an article about, I think it was just after the Real Madrid first leg. Yeah. And it was about Liverpool, yeah, and the midfielders, but don't ignore the defensive element to it. And I spoke to someone at Liverpool, sort of start of the year, and it was sort of a half throwaway comment almost. It was like, yeah, of course, if you could get a Levi Colwell and you'd do it, wouldn't you? And you sort of, your ears prick up a little bit, and then you ask a few more questions, and it's like, yeah, of course, Levi Colwell, you know, look how well he's doing at Brighton. But the vibe then, as now, was pretty much no chance, you know, get him out of Chelsea for a start. Chelsea sell to Liverpool, probably not. Price, you know, you're looking at, they've just held on for $55 million for Mason Mount with a year left on his deal. This is a player who's obviously in a similar position, as in position status as opposed to position on the pitch. They don't have to sell anymore with what they've done with getting rid of certain players and more to come. So it would be very difficult. I think they've already turned down at least one bid from Brighton.
Yeah, 30. It was reported in the Guardian on the 1st of June. It was already £30 million.
£30 million. Yeah, I mean, that would be cheap anyway, I think, for what he's got and what he's done. So it does feel like if he was to leave Chelsea, it would have to almost be sort of him forcing that situation. You know, it would have to be him basically saying, I'm not signing a contract. I don't want to play for you, and bend some bridges a little bit. I know there was a little bit of excitement, wasn't there? There was a Madueke sort of done an Instagram sort of live, I think, and said, I'm bringing him back, didn't he? Or something like that. I'm bringing this guy back. And I think Harvey comment underneath one of his posts saying, let's have a chat. And a lot of people get excited about that. There's a lot of Instagram detectives at this time of year, I suppose. But you just look at him as a player, and you know, you have to bear in mind, and the same with Curtis and Harvey and Anthony Gordon and all these people that we've seen in the last few weeks, you have to bear in mind that it's an under-21s tournament, so it does give you a little bit of a false impression sometimes of players, because they're not playing against full strength opposition. But you look at the way he plays and the way he played in the Premier League last year, he's tall, he's strong, he looks like he can defend on the front foot, he's quick, he's really good on the ball, he's left-sided, he's English, he's 20, he's played in the Premier League, he's played in the Championship, he's got good experience under his belt, he's taken box after box, isn't he, for a Liverpool signing, the only one he's not taken. I bet Liverpool wish he was at Brighton and not at Chelsea.
Yeah, I was going to say, on the the Chelsea thing's interesting because obviously he had a really successful loan. I think Mauricio Pochettino's already confirmed that he spoke to him. Obviously, he's going to. The plan is to take him on the tour. I think they're going to America. It all makes sense. He says, I need to understand him. I need to hear what he has in mind and what he expects. And then, of course, for him to listen to what I expect from him. The only way I think this could happen, like you're right, is that if he properly kicked off. But I think his whole thing has been he just wants to play footy, which is admirable and understandable. It's the reason he went to Brighton and got in their team. There's a chance he plays for Chelsea. That's the thing, isn't it? This isn't taking a lad who might not get in the team. There's a very good chance, given they've just lost Aspilicueta, they've lost Koulibaly.
You look at how Badia Sheila is injured for the start of the season. Obviously, Marco Correa hasn't really done it as a left-sided centre-back. Thiago Silva, late 30s. So there's every chance he starts the season playing. Then the other thing as well is Pochettino is a manager that if you were a sort of a young player wondering if you're going to get a chance or if a manager's going to back you, Pochettino's probably the man that one of the men that you'd look at and say, yeah, he will. You look at what he did at Spurs with Eric Dier and obviously, I know Kane was already there, but Dele Alli coming through and players like that. So he's got a history really, hasn't he, of building a team that's got a decent core of younger players. And you look at Chelsea last season, nobody's safe at Chelsea, are they, really? Nobody should be, in terms of their places assured. They've got doubts over the goalkeeper, they've got doubts over the centre-forward, they've got doubts everywhere. So I think there's every chance that he does get a go. And I suppose the other thing is, and if we're talking about banning left-sided centre-back, but we're half talking about it for now, but we're also talking about it for the future, aren't we? We're sort of saying, I don't think anyone's really saying Virgil van Dijk's gone, get him out of the team. So if you are signing a left-sided centre-back, you're sort of half signing them to not play, aren't you?
Or you're going to say to Robbo, it's but we're playing a centre-back on that in that role, which again feels unlikely.
Or you're going to play the left-sided centre-back out of position, which, potentially, playing on the right of a central defensive pair. So that might be a tough sell as well for a player like Colwill. Brighton, I'm pretty sure Brighton's sell would be, our best centre-back. So you'll just do what we did last season. But yeah, I think it does feel like Chelsea are going to really fight for this to keep hold of him. And that means either keeping him, as in making him part of their team, or putting a price tag on it that means that clubs aren't going to pay it, and it's a shame because you're looking at a succession plan. If you had Levi Colwill and Ibrahima Konate at your club, that would be pretty impressive for the future. That would be, a huge sort of part of your rebuilding done.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was looking at even the contract stuff, according to Football London, he's got 2 years left and it could be extended. There's like a condition in there that gets him another year if he hits certain playing criteria. So it's not even like they're in any rush. There's
absolutely, I guess his wages would be, I guess he would need to renew anyway because I think his wages probably aren't at the level where he would now expect them to be. That's the reason, when you loan players out, generally you either do a renewal before or you do a renewal after, sometimes both. So I'm guessing there would be some sort of contract discussion or pay rise discussion coming at least. I think really Chelsea hold the cards in this one. Yeah. There's no doubt, and as Fabrizio says there, and I think others have said, previously, it's absolutely, the player is liked and there's interest in it, and if there was a deal to be done, Liverpool would be right in there. I don't think they'd be alone, but I just don't think the Chelsea are going to at this moment in time. So.
I'm absolutely right. On that though, I suppose, we've been saying for a while, we think Liverpool could sign a defender. There are too many names really out there at the moment. It feels this could be more of a Szoboszlai one where, we've heard a bit about Mickey van der Ven fleetingly, but then he's been linked to Spurs. There was the lad at Sporting, wasn't he?
Gonzalo Inacio.
But again, fleeting at best. It does feel on this centre-back thing, maybe it was Liverpool, and rightly so, just getting all their midfield and stuff, or the two that he desperately wanted first. But it does, again, in terms of trying to sniff out a name, I don't know, I've had no success doing it anyway. You've probably got more of a chance than me.
Yeah. I mean, we've said that. It's hard to see them buying a first team centre back at this moment in time, an established name. It's more likely to see them signing a Sepp Vandenberg type signing from a few years back, where it's sort of a kid who might sort of sniff around the first team spot. But yeah, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, you know, we don't know. I mean, we're going to come on to talk about a big name in the first team. You know, there's things that can happen in between now and then. You know, if Jordan Henderson's being linked with a move away from Liverpool, and anyone can be linked with a move away, really, can't he? So there's still some twists to come, I think. But yeah, I think it would take a significant twist for Colwill to end up at Liverpool, I think.
Yeah, tend to agree. Hey guys, that was a clip from our Journo Insight show. If you want to check out the entire show, either in video or podcast form, it's available right now over on redmenplus.com. If you sign up as a yearly Captain subscriber, use the code Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, you'll get 50% off. That expires on the 16th at midnight, so if you want to do it, you've got to do it this week. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly Captain, code Bobby, half price, Journo Insight. See you there.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.